An economy in motion.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Housing starts, not so good. Cars that'll go farther on a tank, and planes that are finally coming off the assembly line. All part of the morning open. A look at what's driving the economy today. So let's check. Where's Wall Street? Wall Street flat and down just a bit, 0.25% down for the Dow, about 20 points. NASDAQ down about 0.25% as well. S&P 500 right now down about 0.1%. Home Depot reported better than expected profits today. Cost-cutting measures helping there. European shares are up about 1.5% and below, and Asian stocks closed higher today as well. All right, Julie Nieman from Smith Moore & Company joining us right now from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So we have this gloomy government report released this morning. Housing construction plunged to a record low last month. And that's the caveat here is that there was a big drop in apartments being built, offsetting a rebound in single family homes. You know, there's so much volatility, Julie, revisions and all. Why does Wall Street pay so much attention to one specific report?
Well, Wall Street reacts to every whiff of change in the winds of change here. They're hoping for anything to come down the line. So good news from Lowe's yesterday sent the market skyrocketing, which made no sense. And so Home Depot today, Home Depot ran up yesterday. It's selling off today just because the sell on the news. And the profit was up significantly.
Let's talk a little bit about President Obama's plans to raise car and truck fuel efficiency standards. That's happening this morning in an announcement. It's a big deal. The standards are way high at 35.5 miles per gallon going into 2016. This morning, Charles Chirito, who's a spokesman for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, said this.
We recognize that we need to work towards increasing fuel economy and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and we're going to make every effort to meet and hopefully even exceed these standards.
Now, come on, Julie. These are the same guys who brought us the Hummer, right? I mean, am I wrong here? But a few years ago, wouldn't the auto industry have smacked back like a rubber band at this?
And they did, thanks to all their lobbyists in Congress, kicking and screaming all the way. They're finally being carried into the modern times here. You know, bottom line is, you wouldn't need CAFE standards if you put a big, fat gasoline tax. Basically, Europe is paying between $6 and $8 a gallon. They don't need fuel efficiency. They've got it. Nothing focuses the attention like price.
All right. And we hear American Express says it's cutting 4,000 more jobs. That's above and beyond the 7,000 layoffs announced last year. A big deal there, right?
It's a continuing on with mass layoffs, and you're going to continue to hear more of this, too. Financial services is really just beginning in terms of the layoffs. You're going to see more consolidation as you see more mergers within the banking industry. Basically, it's going to go all the way down the line. You're going to see it in the insurance industry especially because a number of insurance companies
yes.
are right at the edge
Absolutely.
Here in terms of basket
case. So much going on. Absolutely. Julie Nieman from Smith Moore & Company. Thank you so much.
You
Appreciate
bet.
It, Julie. Polls open in about an hour here in California where there's a lot on the line, trying to shore up a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall. In his marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports, the Golden State's not alone in the budget crunching department.
Most states are required by law to balance their budgets. Deficits aren't an option. If tax revenue drops, states either have to cut costs or find more money. John Shore directs the state fiscal project at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Tax revenues across the country are down by larger amounts than any time in the last 50 years. States can argue about who has it worse, but the bottom line is they're all in pretty deep trouble.
Today, Californians vote on measures that would raise taxes and slash budgets for health care and education. If the measures don't pass, California could try to tap everybody's new favorite source of cash, the U.S. Treasury. But Shore points out the federal government has already given states nearly $150 billion to cover budget shortfalls, and states need to figure out other ways to balance their budgets.
You know, the way for states to get out of this is through a diverse set of actions.
Shore says states need to try a mix of issuing bonds, raising taxes, and cutting budgets. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. American Public Media explores the economic crisis with four new documentaries supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Last time a Boeing debuted a model off the assembly line, it was a 777 15 years ago. Now its new airplane is finally getting ready for its first flight after 2 years of delays. KUOW in Seattle, Deborah Wong reports.
Boeing hasn't had an easy time getting its 787 Dreamliner off the ground. There have been part shortages, manufacturing glitches, even a labor strike. So when Boeing recently decided to open its factory doors to show off the first few airplanes, people took it as a good sign. Yvonne Leach is a spokesperson for the 787.
We're always confident when progress is being made. New airplane programs always have a chance of unknowns. We hope we've seen the unknowns on this program. They're behind us.
Boeing says the first Dreamliner should be ready for its maiden flight sometime next month. Eventually, a total of 6 airplanes will be put through thousands of hours of flight tests. They'll have their engines stalled in midair. They'll be subjected to simulated bird strikes. They'll even have to fly with fake ice taped to their wings. Michel Merluzeau is an aerospace analyst for G2 Solutions. He says problems could still emerge during the flight tests, but he doesn't expect anything dramatic.
This is Boeing's territory. You know, flight testing, they can execute well. They're in their comfort zone here. They're in the business of flying and testing aircraft.
But Merluzeau says the airplane not only has to fly, it has to fly as promised. It's made mostly of carbon fiber instead of aluminum, so it's supposed to be lighter and 20% more fuel efficient. But the first planes are coming off the assembly line heavier than expected. Merluzeau says airlines aren't happy.
They sold the concept to the customer. Actually, there are airlines that are basing their route strategy on that aircraft. So it's absolutely critical that they meet these performance targets.
Despite the production delays and the recession, airlines are still eagerly awaiting the new plane. Boeing has more than 800 orders on the books. The first Dreamliner is scheduled to be delivered to Japan's All Nippon Airways sometime next spring. In Seattle, I'm Deborah Wong for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.